One of the other Dolly Birds tells me I won't be seeing you tonight. Dolly Birds? Georgia repeated as she gently rolled her patient onto his side and lifted the dressing on his lower back. That's a new one I haven't heard before. Who's going to tuck me in tonight? I'm sure you'll do just fine with one of the other Dolly Birds, Jerry. Georgia knew Jerry would be horrified if someone pointed out how inappropriate his comments could be at times. He was only acting this way because he was still frightened of complications post-surgery, even though he'd had a minor procedure and she'd reassured him many times there was next to zero chance of any complications. Dr. Harris had wanted to send him back home immediately after the surgery, but Georgia had managed to convince him to let Jerry stay one night. For once, they weren't overextended and Georgia didn't see how it could hurt. She examined the skin around Jerry's stitches. It was faintly yellow with bruising. No sign of the infection Jerry had insisted he could sense. She shifted slightly and her sneaker squeaked on the linoleum floor. Jerry made a face.
Can't stand that sound.
Then you shouldn't spend so much time here. She paused, then added in a gentler tone. Healing up nicely round here, by the way. Textbook recovery. Jerry was a walking contradiction. He was nervous about being in hospital, yet he found reasons to get himself checked in as often as possible. He gave a doubtful-sounding huff.
We'll see. Can't you do something about the constant beeping in here? Why is there always something beeping?
It's a hospital. Beeping sounds are a given. I find it soothing. She genuinely did. The constant beeps added a perpetual rhythm to her day as she did her obs. Beep, beep, take the blood pressure. Beep, beep, check temperature. Beep, beep, heart rate low. Oxygen saturation a concern. Beep, beep, slipping into red zone. That rhythm meant she could handle emergency situations with a sense of calm. Other nurses who'd been at the job longer seemed to take it in their stride. But Georgia still needed to take a beat and prepare herself when things went south.
I don't, said Jerry. I find it bloody annoying.
His gruff tone failed to mask his nerves.
So why are you abandoning me to leave early?
I'm not abandoning you, she reassured him. And I'm not leaving early either. I was on morning shift today. I have a date tonight.
A date? You're breaking my heart. I was going to get down on my good knee for you as soon as you let me out of this bed.
He shifted as he tried to turn his head and wink at Georgia. Hold still. I'm just going to redress this for you. What would Aileen say about you getting down on one knee anyway? Don't think she'd be too impressed, especially after she bought you flowers. Georgia nodded her head at the vase of sweet peas sitting by Jerry's bed. The floral scent was mingling with the familiar chemical smells of the hospital. From my own garden, she told Georgia as she strode into the room in her pressed navy slacks and crisp white shirt, collar turned up, her perfectly set and dyed hair a blonde halo around her head. And this one is for you to take home, she'd added, handing Georgia a small bunch of the pink and purple flowers, the stems wrapped up in damp paper towel and covered with twisted foil. Jerry waved his hand as though to brush Georgia's concerns away.
She'd enjoy the break from me. She's always said she likes the sound of a nice singles cruise with the girls.
Easy. Georgia steadied him as he almost rolled onto his back. I'm not done here yet. She smoothed the new bandage and pulled his pajama top back down, then eased him into a more comfortable position. He reached out for his comb and ran it through his thinning white hair. His sense of pride wouldn't allow him to sit with tousled hair for even a moment. The vulnerability in that one simple, self-conscious action gave Georgia's heart a sharp twist.
So, who's this bloke you're going off on a date with tonight?
God, you're nosy, she teased.
Not nosy, interested.
He patted the side of the bed and she leaned against it, despite herself. She knew she didn't have the time,